Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now, here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Hello, everyone, and welcome. Welcome to the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of life. I'm so excited to be here. And, of course, we were in Laughlin for 4th of July and had a great time there. I hope everybody had a good 4th of July. And, of course, happy anniversary again to you, Tom. That's always a great day to remember, right?
July 4th is my anniversary, number 23.
There you go. Well, did you guys have fun?
Had a great time. I went up to Ojai, down the beach, just all around. Did the big loop of Ventura County.
There you go. I love it. All right. Well, I am really excited to be here as always. And, of course, I do want to share all the ways that you can find us. And that is on, you can stream us at kvta.com. You can find my podcast on Apple, iHeart, iTunes, all those places. And, of course, we are so excited. I've got Norman Thatcher in the studio with us, and he is, of course, TNT Anger Management, located right here in Westlake. And, Norman, welcome, and thank you so much for being here.
Well, thanks for having me again, Kim. It's always good to be on your show.
Yeah, and you know, it's such a relevant topic, I hate to say it lately, right, with anger management. So we're going to talk a little bit about that. And, of course, road rage. Gosh, just some crazy things in our world right now. And I know that, you know, that's something that you really deal with. So we're going to kind of dive into a little bit of that.
Okay, well, sounds good. I just wanted to present some of the facts from a 2019 survey that 82% of all U.S. drivers will admit to having road rage at least one time a year.
Wow. That's a huge statement. So, okay, we need you. And, of course, I do want to give out your phone number, and that phone number is 818-264-6255. And of course, I do want to remind anybody that if you want to know any more about all of our guests on our show, please call in. And the phone number here is 805-419-0008, 805-419-0008. All you have to do is leave us your name, your number, and your email. But we have a newsletter that goes out every single Friday. And you can find out a little bit more about all of our great sponsors. And if there's something that you want to be a part of, please let me know. I'd love to have you be a part of our show. And, of course, I always start my show with something uplifting. And today is tomorrow's yesterday. Therefore, sow seeds of happiness for tomorrow. And, of course, this show is all about the brighter side of life. So I am so glad that you are here. Again, our first guest, and I'm really excited to talk with him because this just makes so much sense, Dr. Chris Thurman and his book, Stop Shooting All Over Yourself, Making the Journey from Condemnation to Compassion. And Chris, are you there?
I'm here, Kim.
How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you for having me on the show.
Oh, you're welcome. Tell us a little bit about who you are and where are you calling from?
I am calling from Austin, Texas, and okay. I'm a psychologist in private practice in Austin, and grew up an Air Force brat, so home was all over the country, and had a couple of stops in California, by the way. So got into the field of psychology about 40 years ago and have just been blessed ever since to try to help people that are struggling.
I love it. Norman, can you speak to that?
I can. I've been in the mental health field for 32 years and work with a lot of psychiatrists and a lot of behavior issues in the community. So thank you for your help, Chris.
Well, Norman, thank you for yours. I appreciate it.
Yeah, I love what you both do. You know, why do you think most of us are prone to self-condemnation? And talk to us, what does that exactly mean?
Well, I think the, you know, my take on it is that it's a fallen bent of people to be self-attacking, self-hateful, self-rejecting. And I think it's because we all struggle with shame. We all struggle with some degree of feeling shame and worthlessness. And so this tendency to go after ourselves, to be our own worst enemy, I think is pre-wired into our fallen DNA. And, you know, it's been my privilege to try to help people break free from that over the years.
Wow. And Norman, you deal a lot with that too. Norman?
Yes.
Yeah, you deal a lot with that too, because, I mean, people get angry and they don't feel good about themselves. And that's probably like the seed to it all, correct?
Well, that's where there are different layers of anger. And on the last show that we did, we talked about, you know, the mild, the moderate, the severe, the rage and difference. So when you're in that rage of road rage, there's very, very little insight to decision making that you're doing. So that's why it's so important to not be able to get to that level. And that's where interventions and skill building is a very important intervention, because, you know, we want everybody to make good safety decisions.
Yeah, gosh. And so do you think, and back to you, Chris, do you think that the modern day self-esteem movement is helpful or hurtful?
Well, I'm not going to be too popular to say this, but to me, I differentiate between worth, identity, and self-esteem. And I think there's an unhealthy emphasis on people having high self-esteem no matter how they behave. And I don't think that's healthy or appropriate. To me, you're to have a high self, a permanently high self, sense of worth, because you're made in God's image. But your self-esteem should reflect how well or poorly you're handling a certain thing. So, you know, to me, the self-esteem movement, when it's kind of trying to falsely build up everybody's sense of self, is not always a friend to our psychological health.
Wow. So what are some of the tips that, you know, there's just right now, I mean, I feel like things are opening up. We just had this week, we had a women's networking group, and we were all, you know, in together, and people are still wanting to be together, but yet a lot of people are very anxious and very nervous, and but we need companionship in our lives. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, absolutely. We, you know, we are wired for attachment. We are, it's not good for people to be alone. And after the 18 months that all of us have just spent, you know, we're a little bit gun shy, right, about coming out into the world again and risking what relationships can, you know, kind of be about. And, you know, when I'm working with my clients, I just keep lovingly pushing them, please get back in the game.
Right.
Please don't let fear run the show. Go ahead and risk it. And we can always process the wounds and the hurts and the things that happen along the way. But we got to be out there on the playing field, not hunkering down, you know, behind closed doors.
I love that. I love that. I do want to remind anybody that's just tuning in with us, waking up, starting your day in a positive way. You are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. And, of course, we've got Norman Thatcher from TNT, Anger Management, and Dr. Chris. Book, Stop Shooting All Over Yourself. Is this your first book?
Actually, this is my ninth.
Oh, gosh, of course.
Yeah,
I love it. I love it. What I love the name. Talk to us. What are all the books that you have? Like, are they, you know, is this kind of the topic that you usually go with?
Yeah, my particular niche has been stinkin' thinkin', is what they humorously call it. And I'm sure Norman, in his work with folks, is also, you know, kind of the opinion that changing your faulty thinking is central to managing your anger, central to having healthy relationships. So
wow.
When I wrote The Lies We Believe 30 years ago, and that was when I went into a lot of the different faulty beliefs that we fall into that make emotional and relational and spiritual health pretty hard to have. And this Should book is another iteration of that. I'm talking about the tendency to stiff arm reality by saying, well, it shouldn't be this way or it should be this way, which doesn't change reality at all and only keeps us at odds with it.
Do you think that we are born positive or negative? Do you know what I mean? Is that in our personalities? Do you? And I'm going to ask both of you that. Chris, first you.
Well, again, this is just my own opinion, and I'd be the first to admit that I can be misreading it. But I the way I put it is we're born with a broken thinker. And that sometimes we can be positive in our mind about things that are actually bad and negative about things that are actually good. So I don't teach my clients positive thinking. I teach them truthful thinking. You know, are you thinking the truth? I couldn't care less whether it's positive or negative. The key issue is, are you seeing things accurately? Are you filtering reality and what happens to you through the eyes of truth or through falsehoods and lies and misbeliefs?
Oh, I like that. I like that a lot. So you're saying that basically give us a situation that you could use that saying in.
Well, let me go back to the should notion. Let's say somebody's driving down the highway and they miss their exit, right? Well,
yes.
the first thing out of most people's minds and even their mouths would be, I shouldn't have missed my exit.
Mm.
Now, what I try to tell my clients is, look, how in the world do you make your exit when you're five lanes over, you're not paying attention, and you're on your cell phone?
Right.
Okay? So you're not looking at this accurately, because I would argue what should have happened did.
Oh, okay. I like that. I like that a lot.
So that's the truth that I think can set people free is, hey, whether you like it or not, things played
really
out the way they did. Yeah.
Right. And it also, it in life, it's kind of like it's going to be what it's going to be, right?
That's right.
Yeah. Norman, you could speak to that, because do you think that that's what causes a lot of road rage?
So a lot of the road rage, there are so many distractions out there, like Chris mentioned, cell phones. We didn't have these things back in my day,
right.
but it is the number one intervention that can be very, you know, marked as a distraction for drivers. And looking at some statistics, like Chris just mentioned, 44% of all drivers will admit they do cut people off. So like he said, if you're trying to get to a four-lane crossover to get to your exit, you are one of those 44% and probably causing safety hazards to other people.
Right. So what can we do? Chris, in your book, I know you offer some suggestions, and what can we do to kind of help ourselves as well as the world, really? We can be, you know, definitely do our part.
Well, for me, the starting point is always self-awareness. I don't think people are going to make any progress overcoming faulty thinking or toxic emotions or inappropriate behavior until they're more aware of what's going through their mind, until they're more aware of what they're feeling. After you start with awareness, then I encourage folks to try to bathe it in compassion, you know. Please try to be kind to yourself, that you had that thought go through your mind, that you had that feeling go through your soul. And then the third step to me is, you know, take those thoughts captive, try try not to argue with them, but try to head in the direction of truth as quickly as you can, and then act on the truth, you know, apply the truth to your life.
That's beautiful. That's really beautiful. In your book, you talk about that you think everybody has addictions, right? Are all addictions bad?
Yeah, again, I could be off on this, but to me, all addictions are bad in the sense that they usurp time and energy and who you are away from closeness with other people. So, you know, I'm addicted to 15 things, as are most people, but if I'm addicted to watching television or if I'm addicted to playing golf, I'm kind of taking myself off the playing field as far as being interactive with people and loving people and letting them love me and all the things that really matter.
I love that. Leave us with one tip that we can, that you really share with all your clients and, you know, that we can use every day.
Well, I don't mean to default to something that sounds flippant or trite, but, you know, I keep taking my clients back to the notion that the truth will set you free. But I often humorously add, first, it'll sting you. You know, the truth will sting you. But if you want to live a life that's more emotionally and relationally healthy, you have to anchor down and dedicate yourself to the truth. You have to let the truth be the truth, whether you feel that way or not, and whether it's painful or not. And you have to go out there and act on the truth until it becomes true in the deeper part of who you are.
Wow. Wow, wow, wow. Chris, where do we find your book, and where do we find out more about you?
Well, you can find the book on Amazon and ChristianBooks.com and Barnes & Noble and all those kind of places. I have a website, which is ChrisThurman.com, so if people are interested, they can visit the website and find out more about me.
Well, I appreciate you being a guest here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life, and you know what? It's really looking at our lives and just really being honest, like you said, of who we are, what we can do to be responsible in this world and to be part of this world and do our best. That's what life's all about, isn't it?
It is. And I really thank you and Norman both for letting me join you on the show today. It's been a pleasure.
Well, you got it. All right. Thank you for what you're doing, too. And stay well. And please share our show with everyone and download our podcast. All right, Norman, that was pretty amazing and some really good stuff. And I think that kind of leads into stuff that you're going to be talking about, your thoughts.
I think Chris was right on with everything that he mentioned. And, you know, I guess to just format everything, there is help out there, whether it's through education, therapy, however you need to get help and interventions. And the scariest thing is to make that initial phone call. So call Chris and call a therapist, call an educator to get help for yourself.
There you go. I love that. All right. We are going to take a really quick break. And when we come back, we're going to actually be talking with Barry Shore. He's been on my show before. He is the ambassador of joy. And, you know, we need laughter. We need hope and we need happiness in our lives. And really, that's what makes the world go round. So I know that there's a lot of, you know, things going on. But if you can find some laughter, that's like your best medicine. With that, I also want to remind you that weddings are actually back in person, and of course, we've got the wedding show coming up, and that is the bridal premiere. That is August 1st. We've got tickets. That is over at the Hyatt Regency, and I'd love to invite you to be a part of that. So again, call in right now, 805-419-0008. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Did you know anger management is available to you? Do you live with stress every day? Are you driving, feeling stressed, possibly speeding? There are stress management techniques available to you to help you reduce stress and the risk of a court-ordered anger management class. TNT Anger Management Services can help you. The consultation is free. Call TNT today, not tomorrow, at 818-264-6255. That's 818-264-6255. Or go to their website at tntams.com. That's tntams.com.
Weddings are back, and you won't want to miss the first wedding show of the 2021 season. The bridal premiere Sunday, August 1st, 2021 at the Hyatt Regency Westlake. Hundreds of wedding ideas, products, services, vendors, all in one place. Talk to top wedding professionals, discover the latest trends, and learn new ideas and more choices to help plan your day. From wedding venues to gowns and flowers to photographers and DJs to caterers, all in one exciting place at the Hyatt Regency Westlake Bridal Premiere, Sunday, August 1st. Purchase your tickets online at bridalpremiere.com. That's bridalpremiere.com. www.bridalpremiere.com.
Glass Arts Collective is dedicated to enriching your life through creative expression. Through the medium of glass art, they make magic with their favorite material, glass. They cut it, shape it, melt it, glue it, solder it, paint it, slump it, and just love it. They are Glass Art Studio, with various classes for all skill levels, including stained glass, mosaic, fused, and painting on glass. Materials and supplies are included. Their team is dedicated to bringing their years of expertise, helping their students and fellow artisans in developing and expanding their creative talents in glass fusing, while at the same time nurturing a family-style community that can share, inspire, and support all their members. Check them out at glassartscollective.com. That's glassartscollective.com. Carolyn Osborne of Chiron Energy Medicine. Unlock your health, confidence, and performance with the Chiron Energy Experience. Carolyn's work as an energy intuitive supports people and animals to align their core essence using her 3P, proactive, prevention, and practice techniques. By clearing your mind and body of whatever doesn't serve you, Carolyn opens and strengthens the connection to your highest well-being. She helps you and your animals learn how to be healthy and happy. For a complimentary 20-minute introductory consultation, visit ChironEnergyMedicine.com. That's ChironEnergyMedicine.com. The Cancer Support Community helps you and your loved ones through your cancer journey with professionally led support groups, educational workshops, individual counseling, and mind and body classes. Support is provided at no cost to participants. Contact cancersupportvvsb.org. That's cancersupportvvsb.org or call 805-379-4777. Barbara Doust is a mindset strategist, business coach, author, and inspirational speaker. She can help you break through your inner ceilings so you can play a bigger game in business and life. In a short period of time, she shows you how to grow your self-worth, to grow your net worth, and introduces you to the parts of yourself that you haven't yet met. You don't get what you want, you get who you are. Schedule a complimentary discovery session today at barbaradoust.thinkingintoresults.com. That's Barbara Doust. Doust spelled D-A-O-U-S-T dot thinkingintoresults.com. Once again, that's Barbara Doust dot thinkingintoresults.com.
Now back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And I'm talking about the brighter side of life. Of course, we've got Norm Thatcher here from TNT, Anger Management. And then we also have Barry Shore joining us here. And, of course, he's the ambassador of joy. And he's a change maker, life transformer, whose profound message of joy is being embraced globally. Barry, are you there?
Good day. Beautiful, bountiful, beloved, immortal beings, and good-looking people. Now, Kim, how can I make the categorical statement that all the tens of thousands of people that are listening to us right now are all good-looking? Because by definition, if they tuned into the Kim Pagano Show, they are always looking for and finding the good. That's a good-looking person. Looking for and finding the good. Yes, I'm here to serve you.
Hey, I'm glad that you're here, and I want you to know Norman. You guys, definitely. He helps everybody with anger management, so I think you guys would be a great team. Question. Tell me about your story. How did you get started and your background?
Well, let's take this. Imagine this, everybody. Standing up in the morning, hale and hearty, able to leap tall buildings in a single bound, and that evening be in the hospital, totally, completely paralyzed, not from an automobile accident, not a spinal injury, and rendered a quadriplegic. And I was like that for years, 144 days in hospital, 2 years in a hospital bed in my own home. I couldn't turn over by myself, 4 years in a wheelchair, braces on both my legs from my hips to my ankles. And that was progress for years. Thank God today, Kim, I'm able to be vertical and ambulatory with the help of a 7-foot walking wand, but I still can't walk up a stair by myself. I can't walk up a curb by myself. And I've helped 12 hours a day, 7 days a week. But you hear my voice. Positive, purposeful, powerful, and pleasant. And it's all because of one word. And you know what that word is?
Joy.
Well, it could be. In this case, it's smile.
Smile. Okay.
Smile is an acronym that stands for seeing miracles in life every day. Even as a quadriplegic. And when you see miracles in life every day, then you move into that higher realm called joy, happiness, peace, and love.
I love that about you, Barry. Isn't that amazing, Norman?
That is very amazing. What an introduction.
Yeah. And let me ask you, okay, so first of all, how do you get around every day?
Oh, so thank God. As I said, first of all, I have help. These days, when I go outside, I use what's called the transport chair. It's a fancy term for a wheelchair. But in the house, I can do a little bit of wall walking, oftentimes with a walker and such. But I'm able to move. That's the most important thing, to be able to get out of bed in the morning and to stretch my arms. That took years. To be able to appreciate that is really one of the great aspects of living exuberantly, and I urge everybody to consider doing that. Get up in the morning, open your eyes, stretch your arms, and say, I'm glad to be alive.
Gosh, what a simple thing, and yet such. When it's taken from you, we don't realize, do we?
No, but then again, the genius of life is to begin to recognize, right? Recognition is knowing that the cognition we already have is re-establishing it, and then you become like Kim. Kim is an acronym that stands for kindness inspires mindfulness. That's what you do, Kim. You inspire mindfulness. And when we're talking about that, the important thing of this particular segment is that it's not about Barry Shore. It's not even about Kim. It's about you, the person listening. And when you utilize some of the principles we'll talk about in the next couple of minutes, you'll be happier, healthier, and wealthier. And who doesn't want that?
I know. I love it. Now, Barry, you just have a new book coming out, correct?
It's not only coming, it's out.
Congratulations. That's awesome.
It's a blockbuster. It's entitled The Joy of Living, How to Slay Stress and Be Happy. And it's 11 strategies on learning how to live in joy daily. And by the way, Kim, I would love to offer three books free to people, the first three people that sent in an email to Barry@BarryShore.com and say, I heard you on Kim. I want my book. And
there you go.
And we'll send you a book.
There you go. I love it. Thank you so much. So let me ask you, how does someone emerge from stress? Because I know that that's something that you really talk about.
Absolutely. Let's give it just a couple of minutes. First of all, let's set up an idea. I am of the opinion, I think I'll have millions and millions of people agreeing with me, that right now, because of all the things that have happened over the past year plus, this country has a joy deficit. And part of what I do in life is to create what we call a joy surplus. And the first part part of that is to understand the word stress. So let's take a look at it. I work with the three fundamentals of life, and they are, number one, that life has purpose. Number two, that if you have life and you live with purpose, you can go MAD. In this case, MAD is a great acronym that stands for Make a Difference. And number three is uncovering the power and the secrets of everyday words and terms. Let's take the word stress. Stress is a wonderful, powerful, difficult word that stands for stomach-turning reality, enabling self-sabotage. Ah!
You know what happened?
Somebody lost their job. The family's falling apart. They might lose the house. The cousin committed suicide. The kids are going crazy. The country's falling apart. Ah! That's how people usually approach stress. Let's take the Barry Shore view and allow people to go into and uncover the power of a word. Stress now can stand for stomach-turning reality. Same situation. Yeah, somebody may have lost their job, may lose the house, cousins did commit suicide, kids are not doing well, the country's falling apart. However, enabling self-success. Kim, everything is based upon how you choose to respond in any given situation. Am I correct on that?
Absolutely. You know, it is all mindset.
Right. And these are the six most important words that anybody will ever utilize, internalize, and leverage in their life. And they are choice, not chance, determines your destiny. Choice, not chance, determines your destiny. Stomach-turning reality, no matter what it is, enabling self-success. I choose how to respond. And when you do that, guess what? The stress is reduced, mitigated, maybe even gone away, and it becomes a tool to use. So let's talk about surplus, creating a joy surplus. You ready?
Yes, please.
Okay. We're going to name some. This is going to be fun. Get ready, kids. Put on your seatbelts. Let's look at the two words called dog poop. Dog poop. Did Barry Shore just say dog poop? Yes, he did. Dog poop. Everybody knows what it is, and you know he's seen it around. Because dog poop is an amazing acronym that stands for doing of good, power of one person. Power of one person. The genius of life, especially in the United States of America, we are so blessed, is that one person makes a difference. When you, Kim, and you do this already, but you're going to do it even a little bit more now for our discussion today, when you are focused on your thoughts, your words, and your deeds, on doing of good, as one person, you might don't ever think, what can I do? You can do. Your energy reverberates throughout the entire world. Nothing can stop positive, purposeful, powerful, pleasant energy. Power of one person. That's you make a difference in the world. And you do two things I'm going to suggest right now, and we can have a joy surplus of outprinting trillions of dollars.
What are those two things?
Number one, you go to Barry Shore's website, www, which stands for What a Wonderful World, .barryshore.com. And on the site, you'll see for free, you can learn how to become a joy generator in 55 seconds.
Okay.
You'll be able to generate joy for your family, your friends, and all living beings in 55 seconds. And when people start, I thank God, thousands and tens of thousands of people around the world now doing this and sharing with, and that we're going to create this tsunami of goodness. That's number one. Number two, this is wonderful, walking. Now, again, I don't walk like you. Thank God I'm able to be a little bit vertical and ambulatory. But walking is a wonderful thing. Just walk outside and breathe and enjoy. Running is a wonderful thing, right? Except a little bit harder than knees sometimes, especially you get after over the age of 30. But here's the secret. Go and skip. Skip. Remember skipping, Kim?
I do. Barry, what did you do before this? How long have you had this going on, being the ambassador of joy?
Well, I've been the ambassador of joy for decades, but the situation with this started in 2004. But even before that, thank God, I was already in a place where I was spreading joy, happiness, peace, and love, just not on this exponential level. But now, and I was, thank God, a very successful business person. I had built several companies on the internet, made a lot of money. I had 3 patents issued. I also have my stumbles in business, but happily married now for 44 years, a son, great-granddaughter, a daughter-in-law, two grandchildren. So I know from situations.
Right. You're just so jolly.
Well, yes, because, again, it's about choice. Listen, watch the alternative. What is the alternative? The alternative is being sour and dour? Well,
no, geez, who wants to be that? No, I love it. I love it. Norman, what's your thought?
Well, one of our interventions for road rage is listening to the right kind of music. So I would take the information that Barry is putting out and just put that into your mindset. Listen to the right kind of mindset, positive, jolly, and everything that Chris is, Barry is saying, I agree 100%, because that's an intervention of positivity.
I love it. Barry, how can we find out more about you and, of course, what you do? And you have a podcast too, don't you?
We have a podcast that's been embraced by hundreds of thousands of people every week, over 2 million downloads in the past 2 years. And the podcast, of course, is entitled The Joy of Living, and it can be found everywhere and anywhere that podcasts are available. People should go to my site, www.thewonderfulworld.barryshore.com, B-A-R-R-Y-S-H-O-R-E, barryshore.com. And maybe when I come back on the show, we'll think about how to not even have an opportunity to get involved in road rage. I'll tell you how we shortcut it in the most beautiful, wonderful, positive, purposeful, powerful, pleasant way, because I discuss it in many of my discussions with on the web and such like that. So, Norman, we'll be together. We'll do it again, but you're going to love some of the things that we talk about.
There you go. I love it. Barry Shore, always a pleasure to talk with you, and thank you. Please share our show with everyone. And again, thank you so much for being a guest here.
And before we go, I'd like to give you a hug and thousands of people and give everybody a blessing. Are you ready?
Yes.
And the hug goes for Norman as well. Oh, my gosh. Okay.
I felt it. I did. Thank you so much, Barry. Stay well, and thank you so much for what you're doing.
Okay. Bye.
Bye-bye. All right, Norman, whoa, did you feel that guy's energy?
I'm just sitting here. I'm literally feeling energy just out of everything he said. And, you know, through a phone or a radio, it's just you can feel his love for what he does.
Yeah, and all against odds, you know. I mean, come on. Sometimes we take things for granted. And, you know, we need to just really feel blessed. So I'm super excited. We're going to take a really quick break, but when we come back, we're going to talk to you about anger, all the tips that you have. And I am really excited to give something away. And we've got Lure's Fish House. We've got a gift certificate. And I would love to get that out to my listeners. Call them right now at 805-419-0008. All you have to do is leave us your name, your number, and your email. I'd love to have get this in your hands. So, again, thank you so much, and stay with us. We'll be right back.
It's a beautiful morning. I think I'll go outside for a while.
Weddings are back, and you won't want to miss the first wedding show of the 2021 season. The bridal premiere Sunday, August 1st. 2021 at the Hyatt Regency Westlake. Hundreds of wedding ideas, products, services, vendors, all in one place. Talk to top wedding professionals, discover the latest trends, and learn new ideas and more choices to help plan your day. From wedding venues to gowns and flowers to photographers and DJs to caterers, all in one exciting place at the Hyatt Regency Westlake Bridal Premiere Sunday, August 1st. Purchase your tickets online at bridalpremiere.com. That's bridalpremiere.com. www.bridalpremiere.com.
The Cancer Support Community helps you and your loved ones through your cancer journey with professionally led support groups, educational workshops, individual counseling, and mind and body classes. Support is provided at no cost to participants. Contact cancersupportvvsb.org. That's cancersupportvvsb.org or call 805-379-4777. Barbara Doust is a mindset strategist, business coach, author, and inspirational speaker. She can help you break through your inner ceiling so you can play a bigger game in business and life. In a short period of time, she shows you how to grow your self-worth, to grow your net worth, and introduces you to the parts of yourself that you haven't yet met. You don't get what you want, you get who you are. Schedule a complimentary discovery session today at barbaradoust.thinkingintoresults.com. That's Barbara Doust, Doust spelled D-A-O-U-S-T dot thinkingintoresults.com. Once again, that's Barbara Doust dot thinkingintoresults.com. Glass Arts Collective is dedicated to enriching your life through creative expression. Through the medium of glass art, they make magic with their favorite material, glass. They cut it, shape it, melt it, glue it, solder it, paint it, slump it, and just love it. They are Glass Art Studio, with various classes for all skill levels, including stained glass, mosaic, fused, and painting on glass. Materials and supplies are included. Their team is dedicated to bringing their years of expertise, helping their students and fellow artisans in developing and expanding their creative talents in glass fusing, while at the same time nurturing a family-style community that can share, inspire, and support all their members. Check them out at glassartscollective.com. That's glassartscollective.com.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. Again, thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of life. And, of course, joining me is the owner of PNC Engagement Services, and, of course, that is Norman Badger. Norman, thank you so much for co-hosting our show and, of course, sharing our hour with us and of course, being a sponsor of the Kim Pagano Show. Tell us a little bit about what's going on in the world of PNC anger management lately.
Well, with the pandemic, a lot of percentages of my clients were only getting Zoom calls and phone sessions. Mm-hmm. With now that the pandemic is slowly, reaching hopefully a permanent closure, people are asking for more live sessions because, like the previous caller said, we are people meant on this earth to be social. We are not to be isolated. And a lot of new clients that call me, they immediately want live sessions to have that face-to-face connection. And as we go on with the show, I will give some numbers that are pretty staggering for road rage and the anger management world.
Ooh, okay. So first of all, I want to give out your phone number, and that is 818-264-6255. That's 818-264-6255. You can do it if somebody lives really far. You can do it over stream or over, FaceTime and all that, right? But you also offer it in person, too, now.
That's correct.
Yeah, okay. And you are located in Westlake, correct?
Yes, I'm at 31356 Via Colinas, right up the street from the Four Seasons, Suite 114.
Okay, perfect. So I just want to make sure my listeners have that. If you know anybody that really just needs to talk to somebody and you've got something bottling up inside you, Norman is amazing, and I would totally recommend you to give him a call. So we're going to talk a little bit about road rage and, of course, anger. Talk to us a little bit. What is exactly going on?
Okay, well, as far as road rage itself, the wording itself kind of says it all. Like I mentioned earlier, the previous program, I talked about different levels ranging from mild, moderate, severe, and rage of anger management levels. And in the words itself, road rage. So what do we think of? There are two components here. The word rage is we're probably at a cognitive disability of making good decisions. Mm-hmm. And then to add on, a half-ton vehicle, truck, whatever it might be you're driving, take that into consideration for the safety of yourself and others, and you have a mixture of a possible disaster. Some of the statistics show that like I did mention earlier, 82% of American drivers will admit to a road rage incident once per year, and 2% will admit to trying to run off people off the road.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Wow. So what can we do? I mean, you know, why do you think the change is so drastic right now?
Well, like the whole world has been in over the last, you know, 18 months, we've all been in a pandemic, which has stressed pretty much all of us out. Mm-hmm. And so now that things are being lifted and socializing is opening, it's just a kind of like a bottle of 7-Up that's just opening up the top of the bottle and just saying, hey, look, here I come. And so some people just don't know how to handle it. And, you know, they have to get back to work. So they get in their cars and they, you know, that's where a lot of these road expressions take place at. And unfortunately, some of them do not fare well.
Right.
So that's why I really want to specifically kind of target road rage as a specific topic.
Right, right. And let me ask you a question, okay? You see patients, obviously, you know, what is the percentage of them being younger, older? Is it run that way, or, you know, can you see a pattern at all?
I can only see the pattern of what they disclose to us because I work in adult facilities. There are adolescent facilities that we'll work with minors as young as 4 years old up to age 17, and then they I guess kind of get promoted into the adult world and go into adult mental health facilities, and that's primarily where I work. So a lot of the people that I talk to, it's not just, oh, I've just done this hospitalization once and it has never happened again. I would say probably 75% of people have been admitted prior in their life, and probably 50% of those people were admitted as adolescents.
Really? So is there people that want to get better, but they don't know the skills? What do you think the problem is?
Well, one of the questions I ask on my consultation is, do you like feeling angry? A lot of people will say, of course not. Sometimes they just don't have the education.
Yeah.
Know, they just don't have the knowledge of where to turn to. Mm-hmm. So that's why facilities and therapists are there to help people. And I really want to push the word out that there is help out there. And before you get mandated to do it, do it voluntarily and be proactive in your own self-investment.
Right, exactly. So what are some of the methods of dealing with it and intervention? You know, I mean, sometimes I feel sad for parents or partners or, you know, I mean, just the family alone. You know, oh, God, here we go again, you know, or at the holidays that there's that one, you know, member that you always know is going to have a problem or, you know, what's your thought on that?
Well, that's where I would encourage, seeking help, making a phone call, getting your own information off the website. Unfortunately, I get some phone calls from brothers, sisters, spouses, family members. We have that one special person in our family that just needs the help, mm-hmm. and they're not the ones making the phone call. The family's making the phone call. They see the issues, but if the person themselves are not investing in themselves to take that step, there's really not much people can do until it gets to the severity of getting either law enforcement involved or a clinician coming out to evaluate them for involuntary mental health hold. So I encourage invest in yourself, and it will, a lot of the people and therapists I've talked to, their consultations are usually free or low charge, and it's just a matter of making that call, because a lot of people just can't, they just don't want to make that call. And that's why part of my slogan is call today, not tomorrow, because tomorrow might be too late.
Right. And what about that 5-second rule? You know, just before you rethink it, just do it, right? Like, make that call.
The 5-second rule is, you know, stop, think about what you're going to do before you do it, because it could be,
change your life.
It could be too late. And there's also another, I call what the 5 and 5 rule is what you do in the next 5 minutes could invest something 5 years later down the road. So if you get through this issue in the next 5 minutes, don't let it cause a legal problem or take a licensure away. That's why it's so important to get some of these skills we're going to talk about for road rage and things like that.
There you go. So what are some of the skills? Let's talk about that.
Okay, so some of the methods of dealing with road rage, obviously the first one, and it's also the law, but we all forget it, is safety first, fastening your seatbelt. The base, I mean, we're talking the very basics here.
Right.
You learn in driver's training as a 16-year-old, but I don't have statistics in front of me, but I would say there's a high percentage of people that just don't feel, or it's uncomfortable. They don't want to use a seatbelt, but that would be the first thing.
Mm-hmm.
There are some suggestions, like I mentioned earlier, listen to the right kind of music, like Barry's was talking about.
Right.
And
that's a big deal, you know, because a lot, I know that music can definitely change your mood. So,
yeah.
Great. Yeah.
So a couple other things, leave early if you can. If you know you got to be in, you know, look up on the Google Maps, and if you see some construction going on, you know you're going to have to leave 10 minutes early. It actually literally could save your life and road rage incidents.
That's a big deal. You know, when you go up and you're, like, ready to drive somewhere, and all of a sudden you're like, are you kidding me? They're working on the road? But if I had enough time, I would be like, okay. I planned for this. I planned to be ahead, you know? So it's all about planning. So I have another great tip.
Yeah. The other scary part is in the survey, 37% of car drivers are carrying firearms. And over a 7-year study, there were 200 murders related to road rage. So, like Barry again,
that's scary. Whoa.
So, you know, it could, you know, just that alone, think about, you know, you don't know what that other person has physically on them. You don't know what mentally they're be going through. So maybe they're having a bad day. And I know it's always easier said than done, but you know what? If getting to your destination is the main goal, which I would think it is for everybody, try your best to, you know, maybe just let that go. If you need to pull over, take a break. If necessary, go to the police if you have to. Describe the car that's making the incident. Don't take that incident into your own hands. And always, like we said, 5-second rule, always take a deep breath and let this incident pass you, because they probably have more issues than you do, and you're the number one safety factor.
There you go. Great tip, Norman. Wow. You know, I mean, and you hear about them all the time, like shootings on the freeway now, and that poor little boy that passed away from being shot from the back. You know, you just hear about it all the time in the random shootings. Have you had to deal with any of those people?
I have not, but I will share one incident that my wife and I did have. We went to go visit my daughter back in Washington, D.C. over the 4th of July weekend. And we had a simple flight plan of going to Miami for a layover of an hour and then flying into D.C. Simple plan. Well, mm-hmm. We get to Miami, the flight is canceled. The flight tower in D.C. was shut down because of weather. So the flight gets canceled. It's not just our flight, but 4 other flights have to be rerouted. And we're standing literally in the middle of Miami's airport on Thursday night going into the morning with about literally 400 people that have to get rerouted. And if I had my phone to take video to see some people that were pissed off, I wish I would have shot that footage because there were some angry people there.
Wow. So, I know. Yeah, and a lot of people don't know how to deal with disappointment lately or anytime. I mean, we weren't taught. We're in an age where people get, you know, trophies for every win now and everything. So we've kind of moved out of life happens to us, correct?
Correct. And it's always had, you know, it goes back to the factor of hopefully having somebody with you to support you. So that's why my wife, she was getting a little frustrated. And luckily I was able to kind of talk her down and get her through this intervention and time of, it was just complete madness. And
sometimes you get scared. Sometimes you get all that. Norman, we are at the end of our show. Give out your phone number and your website so our listeners can call you.
So my phone number is area code 818-264-6255. And my website is www.tntams.com.
All right. And again, thank you so much for spending your hour with us here on the Kim Pagano Show. You do such good work, and I really appreciate you.
Well, thank you, Kim. I appreciate you taking the time to put the information out that I can provide and everything that you do.
You got it. Thank you. And, of course, we always end our show with a moment of happiness. He who is not courageous enough to take risks will accomplish nothing in life. We need to think out of the box, but be happy and be wise with all your things that you do. Again, you've been listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. Stay with us and keep coming back. So again, have a great rest of your weekend. Thank you again. It might seem-